Yeah, my name's Vivian, I'm an addict.
Hi, Vivian.
Yeah, I feel really nervous. I'm in an NA meeting and I really struggle with NA and the language that you speak and that stuff. I still do. I'm 3 years, 9 months clean and I still struggle with it. And I do meetings on a regular basis. I have a home group and I've got people that I visit on a regular basis. I've worked the 12 steps, I've worked all 12 steps, but not through this fellowship. I do them through a different fellowship, and I have spiritual advisors rather than a sponsor. But I still go to the meetings, and I'm connected in that way. And my sponsor and my spiritual advisor does work as work 12 steps of NA, if that makes sense. But I have two people that I go to. One's an addict, one's not. And it's because at first, when I come into this program, I found it really difficult to trust people, and I didn't want to admit I was an addict and that I'd have to come to the rooms for the rest of my life. So I'm just trying to think. I was in addiction for 32 years. I started when I was 13 on class A drugs, and I didn't stop till I was 46. No, 45. I was 45 when I stopped using. I come from prison into a supported housing. And I had people wrap around me, and I did a day program. I didn't just come into the rooms, even though my first message from the rooms was while I was in prison, and that was 15 years before I actually come into the rooms properly. I come in, I did 18 months here, worked a few of your steps, and then thought this ain't for me, and left. And it took me 11 years to come back. It took me 11 years to get back into the room. And when I come in this time, I wanted to change the way I've done it. And I struggled with the language, struggled with people telling me, you've got to do this. And I had to change it all in my own head, right? So I can listen to something. And one of the lucky things I had in early recovery was suggestions on. If I was asked to do something, if I was told to do something, I wouldn't do it. But if I was asked to do something, I would go out of my way. And that kept me safe. Honestly, it was like, well, I don't think I was willing, but I got up and done it anyway, if that makes sense. I did my 90 and 90. And then because of the house I lived in, I done another 90 and 90 with another newcomer. So I did loads and loads of meetings at the beginning of my recovery, and I work steps. I've worked my steps, and I have these people that consistently are pointing things out to me, and it works for me that way. And I go to one person and I say something, and she's an addict, and so she gets me thing. And then I go to another person who's not an addict, and she. And she just gives me the same advice in a different way. And that's what I'm learning, do you know what I mean? It works for me, the program, and that's what it's about for me. It's not about me doing everything for that the book says I've got to do it this way, that way. I have to find a way that works for me, do you know what I mean? So I took all the suggestions on. I tried everything. I tried working your steps. I tried working AA steps. I tried doing all different things. And then found the thing that worked for me and made it like go into my heart and be able to implement that in my life, in my daily life. And so that's how my program works for me. I don't believe there's one way. I think everyone finds their own little way of doing this program. And I think we're just here guides to help people. And that's how I take what people think. In the beginning, I hated when people pointed out my defects. I really hated it. It would instantly put up, like, get lost, fuck off who you think you are, sorry for swearing. But now I actually stand back and still think that, but I don't say it no more. And I can register with it and think, all right, they're doing me a favour, thank you. Do you know what I mean? And I might not say it there and then, but I will tell them within that day, I will say, phone them and say to them, thanks for that, do you know what I mean? Because it's doing me a favour. And all this stuff has took a long time. I must be really slow at it. Sometimes I think to myself, I'm taking ages doing it. I work in the house. I come out of prison, went into supported housing. I work in the house. I do a lot of service in the prisons. That's where the message was given to me, within the prisons. I was in Holloway Prison, and that's where people reached out to me. So I go into prisons on a regular basis. I'm 3 years, 9 months clean, but I've been out of prison 4 years and 1 month. And I have to be out of prison 5 years before I can enter a prison. But for the last year, I've been allowed to go into six different prisons and take groups in there. It's not normally heard of, but I've been allowed to do that. And I truly don't believe it's in my power. I believe it's because of the God in my life is showing me that this is where I should be. And I'm going into Brixton Prison. I'm starting groups up in Brixton Prison within the next month. I've been in, I've done the interview, and they've agreed. They've agreed for me to go in there. When I entered the prison, instantly they was like, wait, we've got to get security. One of the officers knew me at the gate, and it was like instantly they had to get the governor of the prison down. And you know what? I stood through it and I didn't react. And that's what Narcotics Anonymous has given me. It's given me the ability to manage going into situations. I'm trying to think. I've got two children that come through addiction. I was in active addiction. I was in and out of prison my entire life. When I was 19, my son was born while I was serving prisoner in Holloway Prison. My daughter was born. She wasn't born while I was in prison, but she visited me her entire life, coming in the prison, out of prison. So it was normal. It was normal for my children to grow up in that environment. It was normal for them to see me out thieving. It was normal for them to see violence. It was normal for them to see drug deals. That was all normal. And I have to live with that, and that's one of the things that this is teaching me. It's teaching me that I can actually manage it, because I couldn't manage it. When I first came in, I didn't want to admit it. I didn't want to accept none of that stuff. Today, I can accept what I've done. I'm learning, not everything. And people say to me, oh, you've done step four, is it far honest? No, I've still got secrets, let's be honest about it. But do you know what? I'm working on them, and I'm working on that stuff to get it out of me. And it's not been an easy process, that's the truth of it. It's not been easy. In recovery, my brother was my using partner. He was diagnosed with cancer. I nursed him for 18 months while in recovery. He was still using and died from the cancer. I buried my brother. I stood in a church and I read his eulogy out. I stood and read his eulogy out. And I know my brother died proud of me. Do you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I'm happy with what I'm doing today. Some days I get annoyed and I get upset. But do you know what? Generally, my life has turned around. I'm now trusted by my mum. My mum would not leave her purse around while I was about. Do you know what I mean? She just wouldn't do it. Because I would take money and then I'd justify it by saying, well, I phoned her and told her. You know what I mean? So like, that was me. Like, that's how I lived. Do you know what I mean? Today, I actually have my mum's bank account detailed, and she gives me a card to go to the shop. Do you know what I mean? 5 years ago, my mum wouldn't even let me in the house without watching me. Do you know what I mean? So I have to remember all this. And this is all down to coming into the rooms, doing the stuff I do. I'm a big believer in service. I think service is one of the things that keeps me clean. It also brings up all my defects and teaches me about me, because I can really notice me in newcomers. I see me in them, and that's how I work my program a lot of the time. And then I phone up people and I say, do you know what, they done this, and I know what they feel. and they say to me, that's all right, babe. That's that defect, that's how it worked for me, because I just couldn't identify. I didn't know my own feelings. I didn't know how I felt. I'll come in here and I knew anger, and I knew happiness and I knew sadness. That was it. Like, the rest of the feelings, it took time to get used to. I started at a real young age, and I just didn't know how to manage. I couldn't manage my life. Today I'm reliable. If I tell someone I'm going to do something, I turn up on that day and I'm there to do it. And whether it's in my interest or not, it makes no difference. I can actually put another human being before my wants, do you know what I mean? Which is amazing, because no one come before my wants. It was all about my addiction, my thing. And yeah, I'd say take on the suggestions, even the stuff that you think that's definitely not going to work for me. I took it on and tried it. Okay, and I didn't try it once. I'd done things for like a few months and see how it resonated, how these things worked for me. And if they didn't work, then I'd try something else. And that's the thing I'm learning in recovery. I've got to be willing to try different things, because my recovery's changing. My program's changing, so I have to do different things now from what I did at the beginning, and actually it seems more at the moment, but it's all right, I can manage it, if that makes sense. I do a program, I get up every morning and I give thanks. Gratitude is a big thing to me, to accept gratitude and to accept that actually I'm grateful for the life I've got today. I'm happy. I'd say go to meetings, connect with someone, whether you call them a sponsor, spiritual advisor, whatever you call that person, put your trust in one person at least, do you know what I mean? And most of the time, your gut instinct tells you who's right for you, do you know what I mean? I've had people say, oh, you should be with that person, with that. I've learned my gut instinct has got me through 32 years of addiction. Do you know what? It's got me doing something right for me. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know what else to say. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.